climb up a flagpole, proud and true. Stays without a fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Running Up the Flagpole. It's number 13. With who? Sasha? And Christine. And Dave.
Did you not get rid of your... where's your sound? Oh, there it is. Yes. We must always be reminded.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, poor honey.
You earned it.
I almost died.
I don't think you almost died.
I think I almost died. Mm-hmm. We had a friend fall down the stairs the other day.
Our house.
20 concrete stairs.
Yeah.
If anybody hears Dave cut out, it's because he can't keep his freaking mouth.
Poor
in
dog.
In front of the freaking microphone.
I look at you people and...
Move. Hi, Chris.
You specifically wanted to sit in that chair because you could see the board.
Yeah. Look at this, Dave. Look at this. I can look at... Hi, Christine. Hi, Dave.
Mine doesn't move that way, see?
Why doesn't it move?
I don't know.
I'm sure it does.
I think you just like to complain.
I'm not the one complaining.
Blame other people.
Welcome to the podcast.
Wow.
And we are sponsored by Flagpole Buddy. Shameless plug.
Well, she fell down the stairs, our friend, and had a brain bleed. They had a life flighter and a vein that was leaking, and she almost died.
That's terrifying.
Oh, send our love to Dawn.
Yes, I hope she's okay.
See,
get well soon, Dawn.
So if I would have hit those rocks, boom, I may not be here today. It's that simple.
But you didn't. I wonder why.
I'm just glad I wasn't there.
Smarter.
I would have been very, very...
God's got plans for you.
Panicked.
No, you wouldn't have. Instinct would have kicked in and you would have said, I'm going in for a drink.
Her instinct or your instinct?
Dawn did mention that the firefighters that they called when 911 arrived were mighty cute. So
and they had to cut her clothes off.
I know. I could just imagine the firefighters from Borrego coming.
For me?
Yeah. If you
do you think that they'd be cute, Dave?
No.
Mighty cute. No. When I had my incident and I had to be ambulance and I knocked my teeth out, my firefighters were not cute.
They were.
Well, yours were cute when in Quartzsite.
Yeah.
Why did I not get all the other girls not cute firefighters?
They must have known something.
That I look like Bubba, Farmer John, with no teeth.
So what happened over the weekend? Anything?
We went to the Sand and Sport show. And
yes, we did.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, in L.A.
Yeah, that went pretty fast.
This whole year is going by pretty fast.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's pretty much November.
September's over.
We saw our old friend Corky and his daughter. They run a company called Poles and Holders, which is our competition, but we call it co-opetition.
Oh, I like that.
Together. Yeah. Yeah. We've been friends for a long time. Everything else at the off-road show was...
eye-opening for you. You seem pretty shocked by seeing all of what you saw.
Because everything's the same. How many sets of tires can you have? How many sets of rims? How many whip lights can you put on it? Some of the dang things look like cars. They got doors, air conditioning.
Well, it's just like cars. There's how many different car brand dealerships, accessories, tires, wheels, all the things could you put on them? And especially out here in Southern California, this market is ginormous. It's wild.
It's huge, hugely wild. It's
cool. Yes.
I was surprised by
But that. The prices, too. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, those things are expensive. You could buy a nice car for the price of those things.
If they're buying... those side-by-sides, they have a nice car.
Yeah.
Good point.
And they have something nice to tow that side-by-side out with, and they have a nice home to store it all in. It's not an inexpensive hobby by any means. You guys have a business that started as a hobby. That was pretty expensive.
Yes. 3D printing is your hobby.
It's my hobby, but I don't have the money to buy the printer I want.
That's because you want a metal printer.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
it's
yes,
very,
yes,
very expensive.
Yes, and those are way up there of a house.
Where my hobbies are cheap, I like to read books on the Kindle and go hiking, meditate, do yoga.
Go shopping.
That was last.
Yeah, there goes the cheap part. I'd love to have cars. I'd buy a whole bunch of old Mopars. I'm a Mopar fan. 69, 70, 71, that time period. But I need a big garage, and it costs a lot of money.
Be looking at me like that.
Maybe someday. Who
knows? It's nice to have things to work towards and to dream of. Then you stay motivated.
Yes.
Yeah. How long have I been telling you that?
Well, the past 5 years, like, specifically.
Now let's go back another 40. Remember that little thing I recorded? May all our dreams come true but one.
I wasn't alive 40 years ago. Don't look at me.
I don't remember. I really don't. Really.
You don't remember that?
No.
It was in that little thing, picture thing you open up. And.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Do you still remember?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
okay.
Loving things, the loving things I do and don't get credit for.
Oh.
Coming from the king of forgetting all the things.
I don't forget that kind of stuff. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about RV stuff. Our little RV subject of the day is parking laws. Are you on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I can multitask.
She's looking up parking laws because she has no clue. So what are the requirements for living full-time in your RV?
You have to have requirements to live?
Well, let's just put it this way. Is it legal or illegal to live in your RV?
I would say legal. People do it all over the country. Yeah.
What would you say, Christine?
I would say it's legal.
I would too, but it's generally illegal.
What?
Yeah, most places, like including California, it's illegal to use your RV as a primary residence. Living in it full time, especially on a residential property, it's strange. I don't know what that means if you're in an RV park. This is about full time living. I don't know.
It just doesn't make sense.
Like on a residential property, you're not supposed to live in your RV.
That makes sense. Like, I can't park an RV in the parking lot at my condo complex and live in it for forever.
That makes sense. But on my own property out in Borrego, I should be able to park my RV and live in it.
I mean, I guess my next question is, how would they know if you do or don't live in it if it's parked on your property?
Oh, your neighbor. Your neighbor will rat you out.
Why do they care?
Because your neighbors are dicks.
Mine aren't. Maybe yours are.
In Dear Santa, my neighbor's a dick.
His name Richard?
No. He has reported he has reported our RV for years. He's called the police. Tickets on a thing. You were okay for 72 hours at one point, but then they changed the law. And now you could only be there like 5 hours total. If you want to load up your RV from your house, 5 hours is nothing. You usually need it overnight.
I would be curious to know how many people get arrested a year for living in their RV. I'd love to know.
I bet nowadays nobody. You see them on the street out here, on the side street right down here. There's people living in their RVs.
I see parked out on like a side back road, whatever, and they'll be like, this pile of junk's been here for this long, so who does it belong to, blah, blah, blah. And so like I get when that's happening, but when it's on your own property, you should be able to do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting people.
You would think so, but this is what I read on the internet.
But what about people that like...
You know, don't read everything. Don't believe everything you read.
Like at De Anza, yeah, that have their RVs, right? Mm-hmm. And they actually live in them.
I know. You're preaching to the choir. All I'm telling you is what came up when I started investigating. This makes no sense.
I wonder if it's outside of like RV parks and designated camping areas.
Let's talk about the other areas.
Okay. Right?
Many cities have ordinances where they restrict parking. Most of them are 72 hours, but they changed that. Now, if I want to park the RV outside our house on the street because our driveway is too small, I have to submit some kind of paperwork to the city and they have to approve it for a night on the street.
I agree. When you're putting it out there, it's one thing to be on the side of your house, right? So when you drive down a street, they're not in front of all the houses.
Yeah.
But like imagine driving down the street and everybody's got a Tiffin in front of their house.
If I lived on a street where everybody had a Tiffin, on our street especially, because people don't have Tiffins.
I wonder why your neighbor's a dick.
Oh, I can tell you. We had a softball game one night. It was a Friday or Saturday night. And we came back to the house, and we have a co-ed team, and everybody got in the spa. And it was loud. We were having fun. It was loud, and it was 10:30 at night. And we're in there, and my buddy over there, Brian, goes, "Hey, there's somebody behind that palm tree in my yard."
That's creepy.
It was creepy.
And I said, "No."
In your yard?
Yeah, in my yard.
Oh, yeah.
So creepy.
Totally in our yard. A
few minutes later, you know, I'm like, "Nah." And then he says, "No, there's somebody over there." And
I mean, he had to walk through the front gate.
Goosebumps.
Around the house.
Nope.
Yeah.
On the back patio.
Go through the gate to get there. Yeah. And he pokes his head out. And he says, "You guys need to quiet down.
Get off my property, you creep. Stop staring at us from behind the tree."
Wow. It was bizarre. And then a week later, he comes over and he says, "You owe me an apology." "No, I don't."
"You owe me an apology."
One of the rudest things ever.
Oh, my gosh. That was like 25 years ago.
And we don't talk. He's still a dick.
He went on your, that's my favorite, goes on your property uninvited at 10:30 at night, hides behind a tree like a creepy person, and then says, "You owe me an apology." Be like a normal person, yell from your backyard to shut the hell up, or call on the phone, or call the police and make a complaint for a sound issue and then, or a noise issue, and then they'll come and talk to you. You don't creepy crawl over to someone's house like a little La Cucaracha and hide behind the tree. That is so creepy. I don't want to be judgmental, but that's a little creepy.
So every time we parked the RV out there, before they made that law about 5 hours, we'd park it for 3 days or something, loading up, going for a long weekend or something. He would always call in, and one time I found an M80 in the exhaust pipe of the motorhome.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, wow. He was probably hoping that the exhaust would light the M80 and it would blow out. I don't know. And anyway, so what else? Public parking sucks. Okay. What about camping on public land, like a BLM? Do you know what that stands for? BLM?
Bureau of Land Management.
Pumpkinhead knows.
I know nothing.
Yeah, we know that. So you can boondock on land for, used to be, about 14 days. You just got to follow the rules, you know, take it in, take it out.
So what you're telling me is on public land, you can be there for 14 days, but you can't live in your RV full time on your own private property that you purchased.
Correct.
I'm trying to figure out what world this would make sense.
We had our lot in Borrego. We'd park our motorhome out there. And sure enough, I got a citation from the county. And it was a fine of $1,000 for boondocking on our property.
So public land, does that mean like an RV park? Or does that mean like the Walmart parking lot?
No, BLM. Bureau of Land Management. Mm-hmm. So that's all the land that people don't own.
Side of the road.
No,
can't be the.
Who owns that land?
The Bureau of Land Management.
Okay.
No, it is. Yeah, it's a very specific piece of land.
Where is it?
Like, for instance, an example of one is out by Ocotillo Wells.
Ocotillo used to all be Bureau of Land Management. Yeah, and you've been out there before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's Ocotillo Off-road park.
By the Salton Sea.
Can I make a very inappropriate comment about the Salton Sea?
It's nasty.
No, have you ever noticed what it looks like from an aerial view?
No.
No.
A bean?
No.
No.
I noticed what it looked like from an aerial view when I was coming home from Kansas. And I was looking at the map last Christmas on the airplane. It looks like a dick.
Looks like my neighbor.
Oh, it looks just like your neighbor from, yeah.
Now you asked me if you could make an inappropriate comment, and I said no, but you still made it anyway.
Oh, I didn't even hear what you said. I was too busy talking to Christine. Christine said bean, a bean? We were talking.
And I said no.
I didn't hear anything, so.
Okay. What else we got?
So let's talk about some stuff in the news. We wish a happy birthday to
Mark Hamill from Star Wars.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Probably a year older than he was yesterday.
I would bet he is 67.
Mark Hamill is 74.
Wow.
Whoa, you're off. Okay.
So Michael Douglas. Yay, yes, Michael Douglas. He is 81. Yeah. What a great actor.
His dad was a great actor. I'm not sure Michael's that good. I can't really think of anything that he's really done well. He was in The Streets of San Francisco.
So
Carl Malden, the big nose guy.
Yeah.
But his dad was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Spartacus. Oh, man, there was nothing better. All the power of Rome. Snap. Anyway.
Just looking at all his old movies. Face Off is a great movie. Yep. He's in all kinds of stuff. Anyways, I now know who to blame for a 5-day, 9-to-5 work week. Didn't you ever grow up going, who made it that 5 days we work and 2 days we get off? Shouldn't it be the other way around? You never asked that question.
I never asked that question.
No. I didn't. No. I really didn't.
Because we just knew that's what you did.
Well, obviously.
What?
But obviously. I'm just curious about who came up with it. I know I have to do it. I come here. I work.
I have to do it. You know, this is all voluntary.
No, you have to work. Do you know how much bananas cost?
You're an at-will employee.
You have to work. You have to.
Okay.
I volunteer to work. I choose to work here, but you have to work in general.
Or we let you work here.
Isn't it fun to have the power?
It does.
It's not much of a power.
Not really.
So I was going to say.
Not California.
No.
Henry Ford in 1926 made the first 5-day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. work week. And that is now who I know who to punish for.
Was he a nice guy?
Do you see what he did with the work week? I don't know. I don't know.
I sort of wish there was a 4-day.
I like 4-10s.
4-10s, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, that makes me want to drive a Chevy over a Ford. I've always been a Ford girl, but I might change my mind knowing this. Got me on the fence, Henry.
Well, we can change the work week here.
4-10s?
No, we could change it. 8-6s.
8-6s?
I mean,
there's
seven
not 7 days in the week. I don't like that idea.
No?
No.
We could change it 1 day a week, 24 hours.
Well, could you imagine the tears and the screaming if we were here for 24 hours, multiple days in a week?
Oh, it'd probably be a little bit worse than it is now.
A little bit worse.
Yeah, that's interesting. When we worked at Sunstrand, work in place layoff or something like that. Company was losing money, you know how they want to lay people off, right? So instead of laying the people off, everybody did what was called work share. You'd work like 6 hours and have a day off or something like that, but you still got unemployment for that day.
So you can't do fun stuff like that now. That was back like prehistoric era.
Almost before you were born. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I liked it. We had like 3-day weekends. That was fun.
That sounds nice. 4-10s. I'm a 4-10 kind of gal.
Yeah, if we could get our customer base.
I think we could just do whatever we want and then.
Yeah, I know, but they call in and they ask for your support.
But if we told them what our schedule is, don't people kind of just abide? Like they would call us on the 4 days?
Oh, don't you get pissed when somebody says we're closed on Fridays. So what other topics besides Henry Ford screwing up your life?
Son of a gun. Squirrelgate.
Squirrelgate.
Tell us about Squirrelgate, Dave.
Hilarious. Up in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was on the East Coast.
So there's two?
No.
Because she sent me an article or a video, and it was in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. There might have been. It's
there's
rare.
Two.
So that could be possible. It's happening. Squirrel mania. It's all over. And you have teeth that look like a squirrel. I'm going to get you a big nut.
Edit that out.
I was gonna say
They have posters all in the telephone poles of a flying squirrel, right, with his claws out, and he's kind of a reddish color. And it says, attack, squirrel, beware. And it says, this is not a joke. Five people have been attacked. One lady was attacked. A squirrel came all the way to the ground, hit, got her in the face.
It was five people in Brooklyn, too. Do they have like a...
I know.
Do they have like a running total? Like once you hit five people...
You have to stop.
You have to knock it off.
Yeah.
The one in Brooklyn was gray. This one's red.
Red.
I guess they're normally nice, but they get protective over their area and babies, or they can contract rabies.
I think squirrels are one of the few animals that don't get rabies.
Why did this news article with some specialists say that they can?
Because they had to get shots.
Maybe East Coast squirrels get rabies.
The gray squirrels.
The gray Brooklyn squirrels get rabies.
Why did 15
seconds
to it?
Ago. Did you know possums don't contract rabies?
There you go. I haven't heard any possum attacks lately.
They're so sweet. I want one. There's one that lives outside our complex. His name
don't possums go through your trash? Oh, no, that's raccoons. Sorry.
And they do contract rabies. Raccoons get rabies. They play dead because they get scared. They're so cute. So there's one that lives at our complex. We have named him Gilbert.
Have you scared him?
No. And sometimes I'll be out there and
what's this man coming out the door?
I can feel like something look at me and I'll look over and he'll be right behind Larry's truck just sitting on the fence just staring at us.
It's like my neighbor.
I have pictures of him. Gilbert, not your neighbor. We gave him Thanksgiving dinner one year. Everybody goes out and puts food out for him.
Well, and that's why the squirrels are attacking, because people feed the squirrels.
Screw the squirrels. I'm talking about Gilbert.
Gilbert's going to attack.
No, he's a possum. He's a sweet little bean.
Doesn't he have, like, nails? Don't possum.
So do I, but I'm not going to attack.
Oh, I don't know about that.
They're so sweet.
Who's the Angie who's on Law & Order? Can't remember. Skinny girl. Anyway, so, she's got a pet squirrel.
Christine gets an I forgot button, and you get an I can't remember button.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What else do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about, I have a question.
The fall solstice?
Oh, yeah. We do have to talk about the fall solstice.
Do we?
That happened this week. It's officially fall.
Okay, great.
Yay.
You got anything?
Got anything planned for the end of this month or the end of the year?
We told you it was fall and you didn't believe me. Wasn't it last week?
No, it was this week.
It was like Monday or Tuesday.
Monday.
Who was it that we told and didn't believe us? I don't remember now. I don't either.
Any fun plans for the fall, winter?
Or have a Thanksgiving.
Well, this is fun. Are you excited? How many people are coming? What's on the menu?
I don't know. I haven't planned that far ahead because I don't know how many people for sure are coming.
It's just the way it is with our family.
Well, his sister's sick, so.
Yeah. What else?
Shout out to Pam. Best wishes. Love you.
What do you want on the menu, Dave? What do you want for Thanksgiving?
Peace, world peace.
He wants mashed potatoes.
What do you want to eat?
Mashed potatoes. Oh,
mashed potatoes.
That's it.
That's probably it.
Same.
Maybe some gravy. I might.
No gravy for you.
I'm a sides. On Thanksgiving, are you a sides person or are you a turkey person?
Oh, it's a sides.
I like turkey and yams.
I'm the sides.
Really?
And cranberry. Yeah. Cranberry, turkey, and yams.
Turkey the day after when you make like a leftover sandwich. But I'm the sides girl. Mashed potatoes, stuffing, all the things. But the stuffing I make has a lot of meat in it. I mean, it's really like
liver,
main course.
Put liver in it?
Where did you come up with that? It's like meat. Has a lot of meat in it.
That's gravy, honey.
Didn't your grandparents put liver in the stuffing?
No.
Just the gravy?
Just the gravy.
Do you put liver in your gravy?
No, I don't make the gravy.
They put like the giblets and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's liver. I think it's the giblets.
I'm so glad we talked about this. Any other fun stuff at the end of the year for you guys?
No.
No. And what about you?
Oh. I'm going to Disney. Mom's coming to town. I get to experience Disney with my husband for the first time. So that's exciting. We've never been together. And we used to do it for the holidays. I love Christmas. I love Disney. It'll be a really fun time. So that's where we'll be for 4 days. Woohoo!
You, your husband, and your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Larry will only be there for 2 days,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then 2 days, just the last 2 days will just be my mom and I. But what I love is, I have to tell you, my ex and my mom did not get along. And I didn't realize how important it was for your spouse and your parent to get along until... I was with who I am married to now. And they are like best buds. I'm pretty sure that my husband might be my mom's favorite child. So it should be a very fun time.
Yeah, my mother's favorite was David.
No.
Yes, she did.
Your mom told you not to trust me.
When we first started dating, because you pulled up in a red Porsche with polyester pants.
I wouldn't trust you either.
And I think you had slick back hair like Gavin Newsom.
Oh, God.
I know. Okay. My mom, yeah, my mom warned me about that.
Yeah, but I won her over after time.
Yes, you did.
My mother feels like Larry handles me well. We balance each other out well. He's very calm and everything that I need. And so that we work well together. I remember Larry would come visit me in Kansas and I'd be at work. And I would get video messages from him and my mom watching football out day drinking while I'm at work. They were talking about going to the Packers games together, going up to Wisconsin, leaving me at home. They said that they would go together, blah, blah, blah.
Wait a minute. You mean recently?
Uh-huh. Because Larry may have to go to Wisconsin for work.
Oh.
My mom loved you, Chris.
Oh, she was such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I loved her. She was my second mom.
I, too, love my mother-in-law.
In case she's listening.
My in-laws have done a lot for Larry and I, and they took me in when they didn't have to. I mean, we lived with them for 5 years.
Wow.
Family is so important, and when you've seen when families don't get along versus when they do, you realize just how important it really is.
You do.
So, yeah, we have fun plans. You've got family stuff in November. I've got Christmas family stuff. It's mm-hmm. good. So,
okay.
Speaking of family, quick question.
Yes.
What secrets would your pets spill about you if they could talk? That's our fun question this week.
That's a fun question?
I think it's interesting. We all have pets.
Yeah, I know, but secrets are never fun.
They are when I get to learn them about other people.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, then you spill yours first.
Yeah.
So we have a dog. We have a cat. I'm not sure what my cat would say. He'd probably say...
We're talking about dogs.
We're just talking about the dogs?
Just one pet.
Just one pet.
Because cats don't talk. They don't think. Cats are...
Oh, my gosh, there. David.
Be nice.
There's nothing there. There's a little fall. They're like a like.
You know
a
that they're like a, like the a superior creature, right? They're and there are superior. Yes, they are.
No.
Yes, they are. Scientifically proven.
What scientist are you listening to?
Do you want me to look it up for you?
No, I don't want you to look it up.
You would hate to be wrong, huh?
No, it's not wrong. It's just don't believe everything you see on the internet.
It's easy to tell. Anyways, okay.
It's not a dog.
Oh. Okay. What would my dog say about me? What secrets does he know?
I don't know.
He'd probably. This isn't going to be appropriate.
Well, exactly. See, it's a secret, and most secrets are not appropriate. See?
Okay, so everybody, buckle in and beware. He would probably say that I don't ever wear underwear when I'm at home, ever, unless I leave the house, and that's 50-50 odds.
Hmm.
I always skip.
I'm
that.
Not sure where to go with this.
Step on the weekends.
I don't know either.
Like when I get home from work and I change my clothes, straight to shorts and a t-shirt with nothing else underneath it. They're restricting. That's what he said.
I don't know what to say.
That's my secret. Like, you asked for it and here it is.
I didn't ask for that.
I didn't either.
That's the only secret I could think of. I'm an open book.
You're the one that wrote the topic, so you must have already thought about that and wanted to spill your beans about your
underwear.
No,
I was reading off the list, and the girls said that, and I said that this would be a good topic for group of people. Imaginary friends that left a little bit ago.
You're listening to them, too?
Did I
need medicine.
Oh, my gosh.
Any secrets, kids?
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. I just learned about the cucaracha. That's a song from like the 20s, and it has to do with the Mexican Revolution. But it's actually talking about a cockroach. And the cockroaches only have one leg.
And they can't walk well because they only have one leg.
Yeah, and they can't dance either very well because they only have one leg. I sang that song ever since I was a little kid. I don't know why.
Are you going to tell me the secrets from your pets? Or
get out of it.
You will not.
I really can't think of anything. Yours just sort of blew me away.
Yeah.
A secret.
I was thinking maybe you pick your nose or something like that.
Oh, I don't. That's not a secret.
I've never seen you do it. Please don't start now.
I think the cats are better than...
Better at keeping a secret?
Better than Alex? Like,
what do you mean? Oh, you play favorites.
I play favorites.
So Alex would say that you're a favorite player when you're at home with all the animals.
Yeah. So it's a secret between Alex and I because we don't want to tell David.
I kind of already knew.
I know.
Alex sleeps on my side of the bed.
Yeah,
because you favor the cats. Yeah.
And that's why the cats don't come around you, because you favored the dog?
But also...
No, because the dog, they fight.
Also because we have a select comfort,
mm-hmm.
and he has like a way low,
like a hammock?
40 or something. So it goes into like a hole.
Yeah.
So the dog rolls, starts off laying between us and putting his head on me. And then at the end of the night, next morning, is stuck next to David. So
keeps me warm.
Yeah, she steals all my blankets.
I know she.
That's comfortable for you to sleep in a hole with like no firmness.
Oh yeah, my back for some reason just.
Why don't you just put a hammock in the backyard?
You know, hammocks don't do it. I've tried sleeping in hammocks; they actually hurt my back.
You're special.
Oh damn right I am.
What's the secret that your pets would tell us?
I hogged a bed.
It's not a secret.
I sleep naked.
What?
My cat would also say that.
We're not talking about the cat.
That was your secret.
No, the dogs. We're talking about dogs.
Okay, pets. The question is pets. I don't know why you have so much hate against cats, but it's really bad.
It is. It's very bad.
I have a weird question on that topic of sleeping naked.
Can you get any weirder than that question?
Do you still sleep naked when you're? Do you still sleep naked when you're by yourself, or does your spouse have to be home?
No, I think we do.
We do when you're by yourself?
Yeah.
I can't do it when I'm by myself. And the funny thing is, like, if I'm at home with my spouse and I sleep with clothes on, it's so uncomfortable. It feels restricting. Like, I feel like my shirt gets bunched up underneath me. But I'm fine with it when my spouse is gone. Is it, like, some, like, sense of security that I think, like, if my husband's not home, that I have to be clothed? Because what if the fire alarm goes off and I have to run outside? But if he is home, that'll never happen?
And maybe.
No. To the question, no. I sleep the way I sleep, no matter if you're there or not.
Yeah. What if somebody breaks in?
You shoot them.
Well, naked. There's a little bit more rule to that. You shoot them naked? Yeah. Have you seen the Hunting Wives? You've seen the Hunting Wives?
Oh,
when Margo's brother answers the door, when Sophie goes to the door, he answers it naked with a gun. And you see everything. Yep. You see everything in every part of
it. Doesn't she tell him to put it away?
Uh-huh. He answers like that. She goes,
It was funny.
Things are flipping and flopping. And the gun is swinging. Christine told me that I need to watch Hunting Wives. I was like, you know, Larry and I have looked at it. We might, blah, blah, blah. Well, I started it. And let me tell you, I wasn't prepared for a Netflix show. That show is softcore porn with death.
I just like the actress. Actresses.
It's a good show, but just be warned, it's not kid friendly. The two listeners, if you have children or grandchildren, don't watch that. The storyline is good. Sophie's husband, I want to punch him in the face. I liked it. And there's not a lot of good shows out right now.
There's not.
So I really appreciate a good one when I see it.
But we're watching something, The Black Rabbit.
I heard about this. I like Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
And I like Jude Law. But I'll watch anything with Jason Bateman in it.
Oh.
He's cool. Yeah.
Just try it. You have to watch a few episodes. But just try it.
You know what comes back in November?
Landman?
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
So excited. Cannot wait.
Ted's coming back too.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I heard that he's not going to be in it, but then I saw previews that he is in it. I don't understand, but I'm excited. Right. And it's coming out just the right time for you to watch it and remain optimistic through the holidays. When Ted Lasso first happened, Dave was all about Ted Lasso. He told us all we needed to watch it. We watched it and fell in love with it. And he would recite lines from it. And he said, I just want to be a leader like Ted.
Ah, humbug holidays.
I don't understand. There's so much good, especially, I mean, didn't you propose to Christine on Christmas?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. But I felt guilty because I got her car stolen.
What?
Yeah, he did do that too.
Yeah.
You got her car stolen on Christmas?
Uh-huh.
How'd you do that?
I was in Tennessee visiting relatives.
And because I didn't want to take the Porsche out of the garage. So I drove her car.
Sounds like
is that a common theme?
Get car to look at. Drive Christine's car.
Yeah. And I parked in front of the condo. And next morning it was gone.
Was it stolen or did you leave it somewhere?
Well, I was thinking that too. I'm like, where is this car? Did I? Because, you know, when you're younger, boy, you get home from a night out. I remember in Indiana, there's a few times I had to leave. Is my car here?
Yeah.
Not good. What kind of car was it?
Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah.
Blue.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be. I wonder what the number one stolen car is. I'm sure it's a Honda.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, was that 35 years ago? 36?
I'm not even going to say it. I want because to, we, but I'm not.
BS.
B6.
Before Sasha.
BS.
I like this. This is good. All right, kids.
Let's see.
What's the plan for the weekend? Anybody?
Air show tomorrow.
Yay.
Yay.
Miramar Air Show. That's going
to
be fun.
Yes, we're going to the air show.
Yeah. Got a tent area on the flight line.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good.
You don't have the pansy who can't take the heat with you. I can't do the heat, guys. I'm not somebody who tries to play it off. Like, I could do that. That's fine. And then I pass out and we're all in the hospital.
No, no. We just keep going.
I am not surprised.
There'll be a lot of Marines there. So.
Any other plans? Aren't you guys headed to Borrego this weekend?
Sunday.
I'll probably be there for the next month.
If you just ask, prayers will be answered. We'll miss you. I'll FaceTime you every day. If I don't call you, you'll call me.
Will I?
Yes.
Will I?
Yes. You get bored. He plays it off, but he has to call.
He does.
I do not have to call.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have to monitor. What is she doing now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't call, he'd say, we need to keep open the lines of communication. You need to call, or I'll call you. We'll talk. I'm sure we'll talk.
So what are you doing, Sasha?
Hopefully sleeping in at least one day. I would like to go try on some tennis shoes. Dave, not a word. I want to get back in the gym, and I'm trying to build habits, right? So towards the end of school, I was really working on what I'm putting in my mouth and my nutrition and getting in the habit of that. I am trying to replace that time with... well... Not appropriate, Chance.
I didn't say nothing. She's the one who started laughing.
Because I...
Yeah, something like that. And then I have church on Sunday. Those are my plans. What are you doing with your chin on the microphone, buddy?
I gotta shave.
This is, I think, the second podcast where there is some comment about you needing to shave.
Yeah, well, I hit this thing, the foam thing, and...
Have you ever been self-conscious about your cleft chin or whatever it's called, your butt chin?
Self-conscious?
Yeah.
No, I've been proud of that. That's a Kurt Douglas chin.
You're pretty proud and you can, like, blow your nose and wipe your butt at the same time?
What the hell?
I really never even thought about that.
What? Wipe your nose and your butt at the same time? I have never
thought. Because you have a butt chin. You've never heard that?
No, no one's ever called me a butt chin.
Well, now you know. I'm so excited. I have something I can pick on you about now. Add it to the list.
Mm.
Come on.
Kurt Douglas has one.
You're not a cool actor, though. You should probably stop while you're not ahead. All right, guys. So don't forget to run it up the flagpole.
Running them up the flagpole, proud and true. Stays alive, the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood,
our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.